podcast, Mental Health for the Culture.
We address real life topics and brainstorm real solutions.
This podcast is meant to be informational and not to serve as a personal counseling session. If you feel that you have some mental health issues that need to be addressed, please find a counselor near you.
Today, we are unpacking supporting a friend in a difficult relationship.
So, I think we've all been in that place where we've had that friend that has a bad relationship that we aren't in support of. And I think it's always important to be there for our friends. But how do we do that? The other day, Wendy Williams came on. I don't typically watch Williams, but Kendra loves Wendy Williams. And I was in a salon and I asked the person, wow, has Wendy talked yet about her husband and his affair? And she was like, no. And she's like a Wendy supporter. So I didn't expect her to, you know,
Wendy supporter.
I didn't expect her to go in more detail, but I thought it was very interesting that, you know, people who are in support of Wendy at this point, they're kind of like, she's not going to talk about it. And that's it. But I think, you know, when people are going through those sort of relationships, people have lots of questions, and it's always important to know how to support that person. So, Kendra, what is your take on the Wendy Williams situation, given that you are an avid supporter of Wendy?
Okay, yes. First, I'm going to correct you and say that I love Wendy Williams. I like her, and I like her show. I'm not a talk show watcher, but I do like her show. I do watch it every day. That I can. Okay.
Even from my sick bed.
Well, that's definitely the place to watch. You need something to watch. I am a supporter and I guess an understander of Wendy Williams' position and not talking about it, mm-hmm. in a sense that she talks about other people's lives. Mm-hmm. That's her job. But her job is not so much to talk about her personal business in the way that she's identified herself as like, this is my job, this is what I'm here to talk about. Because on her show, she rarely talks about, well, I'm not going to say rarely. She does talk about personal things, but she doesn't give a lot of details about it. She may mention she went out and did something, maybe an event or something, and her husband was hit with her, or her and the kid are getting ready. She calls him the boy. Are getting ready for college. Like, she'll mention little things, but not a lot of detail. She doesn't talk a lot about her personal life. And also, that goes with how they are in the public. He's rarely seen in photographs, you know, with her. He's rarely, you know, he's around because he's a producer on the show. So he's around and you know he's there, but he's rarely seen. So that kind of goes with, I guess, keeping her private life private.
And that's what I would expect from a Wendy Williams supporter to say. So what I just learned from that is, with our friends, if they're having difficult situations in their relationships, we have to respect their space. Go on, Kendra.
Thank you. Yes, we do have to respect their space and go with what they want to talk about. If mm-hmm. they want to talk about their relationship and issues, I guess you listen. And so I have, okay, for on a more personal level, I do have, like you said, we've all experienced this with a friend, and not so much a friend in a relationship that I didn't support, but more so a friend who wants to talk about their relationship. I have been accused of giving unsolicited advice, okay? But in my defense, I say, well, if you're always talking about your relationship, is this a conversation? How do you want it to go? Are you asking me for my input or advice, or are you just talking because you want to vent? That's fine, but I didn't know, so I give a tip.
Well, I think you have to gauge people, and some people, after knowing them, you will realize that they just want to vent. Yeah. They don't necessarily want you to help them with the situation, and doing so could create a bigger situation.
Yeah.
You may have a friend who may use as leverage with that boyfriend or husband. And Kendra don't like you. And you don't ever want
that
to
be. That is ultimate pettiness.
That is ultimate pettiness, but it happens all the time because you have aligned yourself with, he's a horrible guy. And so she can go back and say, and Kendra thinks you're horrible.
That's why dudes never like their girls' friends or their single friends, because they kind of, that's why they view them as the enemy, because she will go back and say, it's so-and-so said, it's so-and-so told me that I shouldn't take this, you know? And then they think, you know what? You're talking too much to your friends and I don't like them.
I tend to err on the side of supporting folks' relationship if they want to seem like be in a relationship.
Right.
I try to help them with things that they could talk to their spouse about, or as always, I'd suggest counseling. But, you know, definitely some things you should talk to your spouse about, because ultimately, I'm not the person to help you fix your issue with your spouse as a friend.
Right.
Now, as a counselor, I am the person to help you fix your relationship, and I will definitely help you through some of those things. And one of those things that I tell couples a lot is, you know, your couple business is not always to be discussed in your friendships, because I don't think everybody is a supporter of your relationship.
Right.
So you have to be careful about who you're sharing key information with.
That's true. And so in that same situation, if I do give advice, it's more so on maybe you should talk to him about this or ask about that, or did you think about it from this perspective? I never tell like breakup, makeup, whatever you want to do, work it out, because of course that is on you and what you want to do, like what you ultimately want to do. So I try to put on my therapist hat, so to speak. I'm not the kind of counselor that you are, but I do have a little counseling background, you know. I took one semester of psychology. I had a minor in psychology. But anyway, putting on that hat, you know, I'm like, let me just ask you the right questions, maybe help you to steer your thinking or think about things from a different perspective. I feel like that's what you always do. What would Nedra do?
Well, I think sometimes when your friend is in a difficult situation with a guy, it's hard to listen to them sort of vent and talk about this guy over and over, especially if it's like the same issue. It's really hard just to like see that person in pain and then feel so powerless over it.
Right.
So lots of times we'll jump in and we're like, you need to. And it may not be what they need to hear. I think what they're looking for is just that support around the relationship. I think it's okay for us to let our friends know that we aren't here to listen to them constantly talk about how bad their relationship is with a person, because people expect us to move past that, and we don't always have the ability to do that. So if you're constantly telling me how horrible someone is, and it's like, oh, we get along now, it's like, well, I still think he's horrible.
Right.
So
right.
Perhaps you need to talk to someone. You know, most of the time, I think going the professional route is the best way, because a lot of the people that we choose to talk to, they're dealing with the same stuff we're dealing with. They're probably managing it in the way that we're managing it. And that's not always effective for improving our relationship. If you're the type of person to bust windows out and your friend say, well, just bust his windows out, you know, that's not really helpful advice. I'm sure if you went to a professional, they would talk to you about conflict resolution skills, how to argue, what are appropriate times to argue, all of those things that can actually help your relationship.
So when you say difficult relationship, we're talking about just kind of everyday difficulties, or you're talking about abuse?
I think like challenges, like being able to identify who does what in the house, like he never does the dishes, and you know, those sort of things. I think it's, you know, it's okay at times to, you know, receive support in that area. But I think once you're talking about it all the time and, you know, you're not talking to your spouse about it, like that becomes an issue. And that's where I'm saying that, you know, if that's a chronic issue in your relationship, you may need to receive support around that. And so your friends may not be in the best position to always help you with those sort of things. I think that supporting a friend sometimes is providing them with a resource or a referral to someone who can better support them. Unless they just want to, you know, talk and so you nod your head and say, But, you know,
that's what you pay somebody for.
That's what you pay someone for. But I don't, you know, I don't necessarily think that it's always a good idea to brainstorm solutions about major issues in your relationship with your friend who probably agrees with you because they're like-minded and you might be the issue.
That's true. I think I like to think that I check my friends, you know. So that takes me back to the Wendy example. what would it serve her or her relationship to talk about it, say, on her show?
You know, I think for Wendy, because she has a platform where she slams people. You know, she's mm-hmm. constantly prying into other people's lives. She's talking about people's kids. She's
and
talking
she
about
gives her opinion on
and
it.
And she's talking about their marriages and all of these sorts of things. And for you to have this dynamic event occur where your husband is caught maintaining mm-hmm. a separate household from yours mm-hmm. With this woman around the corner from you. You know,
allegedly.
She would drag another celebrity for that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. She would have it on the next episode, dragging them again. Right. Yeah. So I just think when you're that sort of person, and for that thing to happen to you and for you not to address it, it's a little hypocritical.
And being a Wendy Williams show watcher,
supporter.
I was gonna
Where
say
your
that.
Wendy Williams button?
I don't have it.
I saw your bumper.
I still have it. No. She's lying. I still haven't even been to the show. I do have it on my list. I want to go to New York, go to the Wendy Williams show. Tickets are free. And to other shows that I like to watch. But anyway, so I agree with that. Because she's a public persona. But like I said, she doesn't make that much of her private life personal. And her talking about other people's public life or personal life is her business. So that can get a little gray and cloudy. But yeah, it is hypocritical. Because even if, you know, it was a situation that she knew about, an arrangement, she could at least say that. If there was nothing to really talk about or address, she could say that. She sort of addressed it the first day after the big story broke, which apparently the FBI or somebody did an investigation. Right after that broke, she did address it by saying, hey, we're good over here. And that was kind of all she said. You know, she didn't elaborate and she hasn't talked about it since. So, but I did look at her body language and how she talked about that. Her eyes got a little different, like a little watery.
Like she's struggling. Like she's struggling with something. Well,
right.
I think,
and that's understandable.
I think the point that I didn't mention earlier is when people are in, you know, these sort of relationships where they're chronically needing support for them, there tends to be a high rate of depression just from environmental stressors. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that we as friends may not even see, because people can put on a happy face and, right, you know, do these sort of things, but they can still be very sad inside. And as you said, like Wendy was on the show, like, you know, tearful about it, because yeah, I'm sure it's like a big deal.
And she fought back the tears. She didn't actually get tearful, but just looking at how she moved around in her chair, and I remember it, but just looking at how
watch
she
every episode.
Because I do. And I was, and after I heard the story, I think it came out over the weekend. So then that Monday, I was like, ooh, what is she going to say about it? You know, she's been pretty candid about some other issues in her past. So I thought, well, what is she going to say about it? And I remember thinking, her statement, what she said, was pretty underwhelming. But yet, the way she moved around in her chair, it looked like her eyes got a little watery, like she was trying to fight back some emotions. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, she just kept saying, she kept jokingly talking about it, like, I'm a hot topic today. You know, I talk about hot topics, and now I'm one of them, you know, and she kind of
when stuff is really painful, we make light of it, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly what she did. And just saying, we're good over here. And she showed her big ring, and we're good over here. And I thought, okay, there's an indicator of an issue, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. There definitely seems to be an issue that needs to be addressed among her and her husband. Whether that is what he did or how it came out, or, you know, that whatever code or ethics that they have between them that were violated. But as far as the audience and the viewing public, she should have said a little bit more. And I will agree with that.
Thank you for being transparent and honest, even with you being a strong Wendy supporter. I think that was very fair of you, Kendra.
Well, thank you. I'm a fair person. If I was a judge, I would be the best judge, because I'm really fair.
That was very
fair. And I'm going to quantify that even more by saying I do really like certain people and personas, but I do not agree with everything that they do. And I will say that I'm open and honest about that.
My pack-like tip for this week is, if you have a friend who is going through what you may see as an unhealthy relationship and they need support around that, I would say first listen, understand what their issue is. If it seems like something that can't be resolved in a conversation, with your assistance or, you know, supporting them to talk to their spouse about some of those things, I would say refer them to a counselor. We aren't meant to deal with everybody else's stuff. And I think in order for you to not carry everybody's baggage, you have to connect people with resources. And that may not always be you, because we don't have all the answers to support people in their stuff. And that person may need someone else. They may even need to hear it from someone else. I think sometimes talking to an unbiased person, they are able to hear things in a very different way than they can hear those things coming from you. Kendra, pack light. What's your tip?
My tip to pack light is to, I agree with what you're saying. As the friend or supporter, to be a supporter, to listen to what they want to say, offer them what they are asking for. If they're asking for just a listening ear, give that. If they're asking for advice, give that, but tread lightly. And then refer them to talk to someone else, more professional. In the words of Ashley Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, back up. Back up, mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business. Pack light.
Pack light.
Nedra, where can you be found?
If you're in the North Carolina area and looking for counseling, please check out my website, www.kaleidoscopecounselingpllc.com. I have a planner that is intended for intentional living and self-care. It's called the Empowered Planner. You can also find that information on my website. And if you're on Instagram, check me out at Kaleidoscope Counseling. Kendra, where can they find you?
On Instagram and Facebook, I am kendrat.the.slp. That's speech language pathologist, because that's what I am. And my website is communicationsynergy.net. You can go there for communication health tips and wordplay fun. Pack light.
And remember, guys, mental wellness is important, so remember to pack light.
It's real. Elevated elegant on another element. And she keep it genuine. Special dedication going out to my...